Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. A killer bee attack in Moody reminds us that they can pose a serious threat to people and animals. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples is here to talk about how you can protect yourself.
This is a very serious issue because Africanized bees may look like your average honeybee, but can be much more aggressive and emit harmful venom when they attack. These bees can attack, Tony, if they feel it's necessary to defend their territory. And vibrations caused by machinery like lawnmowers and tractors can make these bees feel threatened and provoke an attack. Farmers need to be on the lookout for bees when working in their lands, mowing their pastures, and be mindful that killer bees can build their hives in just about anywhere from a soda can to a used tire.
So what do you do if you come up on a hive?
Well, most importantly, I think, is to keep your distance and immediately get as far away from the hive as possible. You shouldn't try to kill the bees or remove the hive yourself. It's best to call a licensed professional.
What if you're attacked?
Well, first, let's just hope that never happens. But you should try to outrun the bees and protect your face from stings. Next, try to find shelter or cover yourself with something like a blanket, sleeping bag, or clothes. Don't jump into the water because killer bees, they'll wait for you to come up for air. So once you're safe, scrape the stingers out sideways using your nails or a straight-edged object rather than tweezers. If you're stung more than 15 times, feel ill or allergic to bee stings, seek medical attention immediately.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.